Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
I was watching my favorite college basketball team play the other night, and it occurred to me that I don't really know these guys. Oh, they were wearing the school colors. They were an athletic bunch, even though they lost. A couple of them were quite good, in fact. But I still knew nothing about them. Their backgrounds, their hometowns, their achievements elsewhere. That's because many of them are only there for a short time. Some are in their first year, some their second. And next year at this time, many of them will be gone. It's difficult to build a team identity, both for the players themselves and especially for the fans. If you follow college athletics, you know that there are two reasons for that. One is called the transfer portal, by which an athlete can just up and leave the school that recruited him or her and head off to a more prestigious team or conference where they can better showcase their skills to a wider audience. The idea is to attract the attention of talent scouts for professional teams. The NBA and the WNBA are where the glory is, and of course, that's where the big bucks are, too. There was a time when a college athlete had to sit out a year if he wanted to transfer to another school. It was a strong incentive to stay put. Now there's no such impediment. The second reason we don't really know these kids is something that has come to be known simply by its initials, NIL. NIL stands for a player's name, image, and likeness. It was determined after nearly a century of intercollegiate athletics that even though their college education was free, scholarship athletes were being exploited for the financial gain of others while earning nothing themselves. That had to change, the NCAA decreed. Consequently, it's now okay for athletes to be paid. And in the case of especially talented players at schools with wealthy alumni and donors, paid a lot. For some of these kids, the chance to make big money now versus the hope that maybe they will earn a lot one day in the NBA is impossible to resist. They move on to chase the cash, and who can blame them? Schools that don't have a national brand, like my school, Bowling Green, no longer can count on having a talented player very long. I remember one of BG's best ever, a kid named Antonio Daniels. He played for 4 years at Bowling Green in the 1990s. He became a high draft choice in the NBA, and he had a productive 13-year career in the NBA. It's not likely he would have remained at BGSU for 4 years had NIL been in place 30 years ago. I look back at my own collegiate experience in the 1960s, when Bowling Green had outstanding players like Nate Thurmond and Butch Comeyes, and the Toledo Rockets had the great Steve Mix. None of them left for greener pastures. We got to know them. We got to root for them. Today, we hardly figure out which player is wearing which number before it is time for them to leave. School scoring records are likely to last forever because nobody is around long enough to break them. Finally, what about the rivalries? Do the players care as much today about the Falcons versus Rockets rivalry? I'm pretty sure I know the answer.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.